Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Welcome back to my channel. The news broke about noon today and I forecast it that Kemi Badenoch is the leader of the Conservative and Unionist Party. So Rishi Sunak has stood down after serving in that office for just over 2 years actually. So that's it. So Mrs. Badenoch, age 44, is aiming to be the next Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. So she's the fourth woman to have led the Conservative and Unionist Party. But with Labour, there's never a pink bus in sight. Anyway, the candidates, I think, was it six who validly nominated? It was whittled down by various ballots amongst the parliamentary party to the final two, Robert Jenrick and Kemi Badenoch, who went to the mass membership, about 130,000 people, which is significantly down on what it was a couple of years ago. A surprisingly low turnout. I think I'm right in saying only 78% of members voted, suggesting there's a great deal of disillusionment, people who are not satisfied with either candidate. That turnout is lower when it was Rishi Sunak versus Liz Truss. Anyhow, back then the party was in government. The Conservative Party is now, of course, His Majesty's most loyal opposition. And I predicted that Mrs. Badenoch would get 55% of the vote. Uncannily accurate, she got 54% of the vote. Where I got wrong in my prognostications is the feeling in the conferences that she wouldn't quite make the final ballot. It was going to be Robert Jenrick, who was way out ahead against James Cleverly. In fact, Kemi Badenoch pipped Cleverly at the post. But the thing is, Kemi Badenoch is much more popular amongst the ordinary members than she is the parliamentary party. Amongst the parliamentary party, Robert Jenrick led from the first. He was the MP's darling. Will he sulk and skulk on the back benches and possibly plot and destabilise her? Maybe he will. So James Cleverly already said that he would not serve in the shadow cabinet of either candidate, whichever one of those two won. It was saying that yesterday before the results was announced. There's a vote by postal ballot. I'm not sure if online voting was available. It was available in 2022, but gone back to snail mail. So that's it. She's taken over with immediate effect and has been hailed by politicians of other parties, saying that it's smashing the glass ceiling, that a person of African origin for the very first time has led a UK political party. And that has never, ever happened, even in a very minor party. But even a woman leading is not common these days. It happens, but it's still a little unusual. Not in the Conservative Party. If you look at the Green Party, the Scottish National Party, Sinn Féin, the SDLP, the Democratic Unionist Party, the Alliance Party, the Liberal Democrats, the UK Independence Party, all of them have been led by women, but not Labour. Now, all right, Reform United Kingdom has not been led by a female, partly because it's only been around as a party under that name for about 2 years, but give them time. So Labour is supposedly the most feminist party. And I may say one swallow does not a summer make. Look at the broader policies, not just who happens to be in charge there. So Kemi Badenoch, why did she win? Well, she's ebullient, she's warm, she's personable. She always seems cheerful. She's usually smiling. She's pleasant. She can deliver a difficult message in a way that doesn't make people bristle who disagree with it. A fairly effective minister. But she faces a daunting task ahead of her. The Conservative Party's only got 122 MPs. You need 326 to form a government. The Conservative Party lost 2/3 of MPs. There is some bright news on the horizon for the Conservative Party, and that is an opinion poll showed that Labour is rated even lower than the Conservative Party right now. If an election tomorrow, only 28% of people would vote Labour, 29% will vote Conservative. And that is very worrying indeed for Labour, having won that general election victory, you know, not even 4 months ago. Never before has a honeymoon evaporated so quickly. They've screwed up really badly, despite all the goodwill and the massive majority behind them. Ellie Reeves, the chair of the Labour Party, couldn't find it in her heart to say anything decent or warm and just savaged the party for chaos in having this election. What, having a proper leadership election is not chaos. It's good that you take time and consider it and then engage with the public. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.